Today we're going to learn Daf Chaf Aleph on the base of Maseches Tainus. We left off on the bottom of Daf Chaf Aleph on Aleph. We're at the two dots where we're about to quote the Mishnah. We're at two dots about three lines before the end of the page. Ezo Hidavar, the Mishnah said, Ezo Hidavar, rather, what is considered to be a plague in the city that people are dying inexplicably? If you have a city that has 500 people in it and three people die in three consecutive days, that's considered an inexplicable plague. So says Gmartan Rabban River Brisa, if you have a city that has 1,500 people, Kigon Kfar Akko, like the village of Akko, and there are nine people that die on 3 days, one right after the other, meaning it's you multiply everything by three, it's three times as many people, so you assume that it's three times as many dead people, hareza a dever, then that would be dever also. But if it takes only 1 day or it takes 4 days for that to happen, then that's not considered to be dever. In a city that has 500 people in it, Kugon Kfar Amiko, like the village of Amiko, Vyatsim men shloshi mesim shloshi yamim, and three people die in 3 days, zeachar zeach, consecutively, hareza dever. That is considered to be a plague. But, biyomechro barba yamim, if all three people die in the same day, or it takes 4 days for the three people to die, ain ze dever, that's not considered to be dever. Drokarta, the city of Drokarta happened to have 500 people in it. One time, three people died in the city on the same day. Gozer of Nachman Bar Chista Ta'anisa. Nachman Bar Chista was Gozer a fast day for the city. Amar of Nachman Bar Yitzchak Kiman. So Nachman Bar Yitzchak said, who did you paskin like by making a fast day if they all died in 1 day? Rabbi Meir, you must be assuming like the opinion of Rabbi Meir, who disagrees with Rabbi Yehuda in a totally different context. The Machlokes Rabbi Meir Rabbi Yehuda is about an animal becoming a shor muad. Important concept is shor muad. Shor muad means an animal that has a history of dangerous behavior, and as a result, we assume that it's liable to gore, that it might actually do some damage. So in order for an animal to be a shor muad, it has to have done the damage, has to have gored three separate times. So there's Machlokas Tanaim, whether those three separate times have to be on three different days, or even if it gores three times in 1 day. What happens if the animal gores three times in 1 day? So one way of looking at it is, you say, okay, that's three times, it's even worse than goring three times in three separate days. Definitely a dangerous animal, even a more dangerous animal if it gores three times in 1 day. The other way of looking at it is that it had a bad day. The animal had a rough day. We all have our bad days. So it had one really bad day. But that doesn't mean that it's generally a dangerous animal. So we're assuming like the opinion of Rav Meir, Da'amar, Richek, Negichos of Chayev, Kirev, Negichos of Lokolshkein, that an animal, if an animal gores 3 days in a row, you're going to be Chayev. It's going to be considered a Shor Muad. And for sure, an animal that gores in three times in 1 day, you're going to be Chayev, is going to be considered a Shor Muad. So that's what we must be assuming over here as well. That if a city that has dead people that die in it for three consecutive days is going to be considered plagued. So certainly a city that has three people die in it on the same day is going to be considered to be a plagued city. If you'd hold like Rabbi Yehuda, though, you would just say the city had a bad day, and that it doesn't show that the city is suffering a plague. Amalei Rav Nachman Rav Chisda, Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Leikam Mar Leisi Ligaban. Rav Nachman Rav Chisda said to Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, get up and come to stay by us in a place that's more mechubar, a more honorable place. So Amalei Rav Nachman Yitzchak said, Tanina, we learned in a brisa, Rabbi Yossi, Yomer lo mekomo shel adam mechabdo, ela adam mechabed es mekomo. The place that a person is isn't what honors the person, it's a person who honors the place. So therefore, it's not going to be considered more chasher for me if I go to a more honorable place. And the proof is, Shekein matzina bar Sinai, she calls man shashchina shriya lov, Amra Torah, gamatzon that when, as long as the Shekhinah was on Har Sinai, there was a commandment that no animals were allowed to go up on that mountain, on the mountain of Sinai, so long as the Shekhinah was there, because of the kavod that Har Sinai deserved, animals weren't allowed to be there. But the second Nistalka Shechina Mimenu, the second the Shechina wasn't there anymore, well then Amra Torah B'msho Chayoval Hema Yalu Bahar, then the Torah says that the Kedusha was Batel, and they could go up the mountain. V'chein matzinu ba'ol mo'ed shebimidbar. We find the same thing in the Ol Moed in the Midbar. Shekol zman shu natwe, so long as the Ol Moed was standing, Amra Torah v'yishalchu min ha'machana kol tzrua. The Torah says that they would send out anyone who has saras and anyone who's tamei from the machana. Huglu aparochas, but once the curtains were rolled up, then hutru, then everything became mutter. So zavin v'hamutzaraim l'kaneshom, not everything became mutter. It became mutter for people who were tamei, like zavin and mutzaraim, to enter into there. So Amalei Rav Nachman Rav Chisda said, ihachi, if you're not going to come to me, nekum anol l'gabemar, I would really love to hang out with you. So if you don't come to me, I'm going to go to you because I need to talk and learning with you. So Amalei Rav Nachman Yitzchak said to Rav Nachman Rav Chisda, mutav yavo mana ben pras. Eitzel mana ben mana. Better for someone who's a complete person, the son of a half a person, to go to someone who's a complete person, the son of a complete person. Val yavo mana ben mana, eitzel mana ben pras. And don't make the person who's more complete go to the person who's less complete. Meaning, he was saying that his father Yitzchak, Rav Nachman Yitzchak, was saying, my father Yitzchak was not as great as your father, as the father of Rav Nachman. That's why he's called Rav Nachman is called the Ben of Rav Chisda, whereas Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak is not called Rav Nachman Bar Rav Yitzchak. He's called Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. So he's saying, yeah, if I'm Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, I'm not as great as Rav Nachman Bar Rav Chisda, because Rav Nachman Bar Rav Chisda comes from a rabbinic family. It's disrespectful for someone from a rabbinic family to have to come visit someone from a non-rabbinic family. Better for it to happen in the other direction. So it's not that he's degrading his father, his own father. It's that he's just saying that there is a certain yichus that should be respected if someone comes from a rabbinic family. So let's make that a main point. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak didn't want to leave his place, he acknowledged that it's better for him to visit Rav Nachman Bar Rav Chisda than the other way around. So once the Gemara brought stories that tell us the zuchus of Nachum Ish Gamzu and how all the things in the house were saved because Nachum Ish Gamzu, remember we learned in last year, and Nachum Ish Gamzu, because he was in the house, everything in the house was saved. So says Gemara, Besura Havas Tavarta, in the town of Sura, there was Dever, there was a plague. B'shevuse de Rav, Lavas Tavarta. But in Rav's neighborhood, it didn't happen. Savru Minei, people thought, Mishum Zuchuse de Rav de Nafish, and it must be the great merit of Rav, which is so great, that's why nothing happened. Ischazilu b'chilma, so he appeared to them in a dream. Rav de nefisha zechus hetuva, or they saw it in a dream. Not he appeared to them. They saw the following message in a dream. Rav de nefisha zechus hetuva. Rav was very great zechuyos. Hamil zutzre le Rav. This is a small matter for him. El mishmahu gav de shayl maru uzvilu l'kvura. Rather, it's because of a certain guy who would lend out his equipment to bury people with. That's the zuchus that the neighborhood was saved in. I mean, you don't need Rav zuchus to save that neighborhood. That neighborhood was saved because there's a guy that goes around lending the necessary equipment to let people do Jewish burial. So another point over here is when a community was saved, it wasn't attributed to the greatness of Rav, but to the chesed of lending burial equipment. The Gemara brings another story. Bidrokarta havas delikata. There was a fire in this town of Drokarta. Ubshuvuset Rafuna lavas delikata. But in Rafuna's neighborhood, the fire didn't reach. Savrmina bishuset Rafuna denafesh. Everyone said, oh, it must be because Rafuna has such great zuchiyos. Is chazalu b'chilma, that they saw in a dream. Hai zutzrele Rafuna. According to the great zuchiyos of Rafuna, this would be a very small matter. This wouldn't be because of Rafuna's zuchus. El mishamahi yitza demechamamas tanura mumshailish. It's because of the zchus of woman that lends her oven to her neighbor. So again, something is saved, not in Rav Huna's zchus, but in the zchus of someone doing a chesed with someone else. Amrulei Rav Yehuda, Asu Kamsei, the Gazar Ta'anisa. So they told Rav Yehuda that locusts had come and was eating up all the grain, so he was Gozer fast day. So Amrulei, the people who lived there said, Lokam Afsudan, the locusts that came didn't cause us any loss because they didn't eat from our grain. So Amrulehu, Zavda Aisu Bahadayu. So he said, do you have so much food that you're not going to need to eat from grain? You have to worry that maybe they eat some of the stuff that you might want to eat. Meaning, we never have such a plentiful supply of food that you could say that you remain unaffected by it. Amr le Rav Yehuda, Ika Mosana Bechaziri. They once told Rav Yehuda that there is a plague amongst the pigs. So Gozer Ta'anisa. So he was Gozer fast day. So Gemara says, Nemakas of Rav Yehuda, Shemakam Shalachas Menachem, Shalachas Mekalaminin. Why would he be Gozer fast day? He can't eat pig anyway. Judaism, last time I checked, doesn't allow eating pig. So it must be that he assumed that if there's a plague that affects one species of animals, it's only a matter of time till it affects everything else as well. So Gemara says, no, you can't prove that from what Rav Yehuda did. Sheni Chazir the Damin Meir Libnei Inchi. Now the reason why he was so worried about the plague of pigs was because pigs are very similar to human beings biologically. So he said if there's some sort of disease that's affecting pigs, it may very well affect people very soon. So in biology class, what do you dissect? You dissect a pig, because a pig's insides are very similar to that of a human being. So main point, when there's a maka on the pigs, even if you generally hold that a maka is not going to affect other types of minim, a pig is similar enough to a person that we worry about people. Amalei l'Shmuel, they told Shmuel, Ika Mosana Bechozai, there's death in the town, in a certain city in Bavel. So Gozer Ta'anisa, Shmuel was Gozer Fastei. Amalei, Vamerchak, but you're far away from this place. Why are you worried? Why are you making a fast day? Amar, Leka Mavrahacha de Pasaklei. He says there are no rivers or any other barriers in between my town and that town. So even though it may not be so close by, it's only a matter of time till it spreads from one place to the other. Amalei the Rav Nachman, they told Rav Nachman who lived in Bavel, Ika Mosana Ba'aradi Yisrael, that there is a plague in Israel. Gozer Ta'anisas, he was Gozer Fastei. Amar, so Rav Nachman said, Im Gevira Loka, Shivcha Lokal Shkein. If Eretz Yisrael is suffering, then the Shivcha Chutz La'aretz, which is like a Shivcha to Eretz Yisrael, like a maidservant to Eretz Yisrael, is for sure going to suffer. Time of the Gevira of the Shivcha. The reason that this is a problem is because it happened in Eretz Yisrael, and that's why we're Gozer Fastei on Chutz La'aretz as well. But the implication is, Hashivcha V'Shivcha Lo, that if both of the cities were in Chutz La'aretz and one of them was suffering from a plague, you wouldn't be Gozer Fastei in the other city. So how do you explain Shmuel then, when they told Shmuel about a plague in one place, he was goes there a fast day in another place, even though everything was in Chutz La'aretz? And Zagmar Shain Yasim Kivin Dika Shai Rasa to Lavi Vasya Badei. There were caravans that went back from one place to the other, so that's why he was more concerned about the spread of disease from one place to the other, because people used to frequently travel from one of those places to the other. So typically speaking, main point over here, typically speaking, a plague in Israel is a bad sign for everybody. A plague in Chutz La'aretz is only a bad sign for neighboring cities where there's a lot of travel from one to the other. Abu Umna hava asi le shalma mi masifta derikia kol yoma. There was a baskel that used to come out and say shalom aleichem every day to this fellow Abu Umna. Ula Abaye kol mali yom de shabata. Abaye used to get a baskel that would wish him a good Shabbos every erev Shabbos. La Rava, Rava would get a baskel kol mali yom de kippuri every erev Yom Kippur. Hava kachol shadaiti da Abaye mishum da Abu Umna. Abaye got a little upset. He felt a little dejected that he only got a baskel once a week, whereas Abu Umna got a baskel every single day. Lamashal, it's like two grandmothers talking, and they're talking about their wonderful grandchildren. One of them says, oh, my grandchild is so great, he calls every month. And the other one says, every month, my grandchild calls every week. So the one whose grandchild calls every month feels terrible. They feel like their grandchild is not so special anymore. So Abaye feels like, you know, if Ribbono Shel Olam only sends out a baskel to me once a week and not every day, so maybe I'm not so special. So Amru Lo, they told Abaye, nah, you shouldn't be upset about this. The reason Abu Umna gets this suchus is Lo Matzis Mevet Ka'ovdei. You couldn't do what he does. It wouldn't even make sense for you to be able to do what he does. Mayavavdei, what would he do to deserve Abu Umna? What was Abu Umna's great suchus that he got this paschal to chiyava oven milsa, when he would an uman means a bloodletter. So when he would actually do bloodletting for people, have a machis gavri luchud v'nashi luchud, he would separate the men and the women for tznius purposes. Visle levusha disbekarna, and he had a certain beged that was connected to a kli that was able to draw out the blood. Davos bezia ki chusilta, that had a crack in it the size of a normal vessel used for bloodletting, and the rest of it was, this garment only had an opening the size of the vessel needed for bloodletting. The rest of it was totally closed. So when a woman would come for bloodletting, he would wear this garment that would he would make her wear this garment that covered her entire body except for that one little place where he was drawing the blood. So he was makbid about the tznius of the women that were coming to do the bloodletting. Sometimes doctors are very careful about this, if the dignity of the patient, to cover the patient up. Even if you're examining the patient, only uncover the part of the body that needs to be uncovered. Other times they're not so makbid about this, and they say, oh, it's all medicine, and they don't care about the tznius of the patient, and they'll just totally expose the patient and make it very uncomfortable and unsanua. So this was the greatness of Abu Umna, that he respected the dignity of the patient, not just respected the dignity, protected himself from being mistakel, from gazing at the parts of the body that are normally covered. Not only that, the isli duchta de tznia de shadi be pshiti de shakil. He had a certain special hiding place where everyone would put their money to pay him for his services for bloodletting. The islay shadibay, and that way anyone who was able to afford it would put money there. The lesley lo michsev, but people who couldn't afford it didn't have to be embarrassed. They didn't have to say, "I'm sorry, I can't pay you." No one paid him to his face. Everyone just left their money in a corner somewhere. So since everyone just left their money there, someone who couldn't afford to pay, you would never know about it. And when a Talmud Chacham would come to him, agrubine lo shakli, wouldn't take any payment from the Talmud Chacham. Ubasu Dekai, and after the Talmud Chacham would do the bloodletting, Yavle Pshiti, Abu Umna would give him money, Ramle Zil Bre Nafshcha, and he would say, go buy some food, you know, like after you donate blood, they give you some cookies or some juice or whatever. So he would give them some lunch money after the Talmud Chacham would do bloodletting. Let's say great qualities of Abu Umna, of this bloodletter that caused the Shekhinah to be with him every day, was number one, that he separated men and women. Number two, he had a special tznius garment for the women. Number three, he didn't demand payment, so as not to embarrass the poor people. And number four, he didn't take payment from Talmid Chacham, and he even paid them. So it says more, Yom Echad Shadra Abayi Zugad Rabban Lemivdike. One time Abayi sent two Talmid Chacham to see this Abu Umna guy and see if he's legit, see if he's for real, all this great stuff that he hears about him. So Svinu V'Achlinu V'Ashkinu. So Abu Umna sat down these Talmid Chacham, he gave him to eat, he gave him to drink. Umachluhu Bistarki Belele. And he gave them woolen covers at nighttime so that they could rest easily. The next day he rolled it up, he rolled up the wool, and he took them. And he went with them into the marketplace as if he wanted to sell them. And they found Abu Umna Amrullah. They said to those Talmid Chacham said to Abu Umna, the Shaymi Mar Hechi Shavu, can you let us know how much these woolen cloths are worth? I mean, they wanted to see, here's what happened. Abu Umna provided them these beautiful covers. They rolled up the covers themselves, the guests. They took it to the market as if they were going to sell it. They saw Abu Umna in the market and they said, how much do you think this is worth? And they wanted to see if he would like blow a gasket and get angry at them. What are you selling my stuff for? Amalahu instead, he said, Hachi Vachi, you just told them how much it's worth. Amalay, Vidilma Shavu Tzvei, they said, you sure it's not worth more? Amalahu, Bahachi Shaklinu, I know how much I paid for it, so I know how much it's worth. Amalay, Didachniu Vishaklinu Minach. So they said, yeah, it's yours, we took it from you, why aren't you mad at us? Amalay, so they said to him, Matusa Minach, we beg of you, can you tell me what you rechoshed us when you saw that we walked out to the market with these blankets? He said, I figured that there must have been a captive somewhere, and you needed money quickly to redeem a captive, and that's why you took the covers. And you were embarrassed to tell me about it. They said, once we see that you're such a tzaddik, here, please, take your covers back. Amalu Sabumna said, Mehu Shaita, from the time that I thought you took it for Pidyon Shvuyim, Asachtinu Midata, you should know I never thought I'd get it with Tzedakah. I always assumed in my mind that it's going to go to Tzedakah. So let it go to Tzedakah. Have a Kachol Shodaiti Dirava Mishum Da Abaye. Now, Rava, actually, we'll save that for tomorrow, the Rava and Abaye. So we'll stop right there at Litzdaka. Okay.